Foodie Films is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Hey there, foodie fans. Welcome back to another episode of Foodie Films. I'm your host, Kyle Reinfried, your chef de cinema cuisine. And today's a fun one. Today's just a fun, funny episode. I've got my best bud on it, Dan Ferrara. Name should sound familiar, as I say in the episode. He's guested twice on High School Slumber Party. I was on one of the episodes. Actually came out last week. It's the Encino Man episode, so silly movie, Encino Man. And this, I have Dan on for a silly movie, Good Burger. And we're just, it's just a fun time riffing with him. And I love this episode. So enjoy it as much as I did. And also, happy Thanksgiving. Didn't get a Thanksgiving movie in, but I'm thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for you guys listening. I'm thankful for so many things. And, welcome to Foodie Films, home of the Foodie Films podcast. That was horrible. Well, enjoy the episode. Well, I can officially say this is the first Foodie Films episode I'm doing hungover. And I don't think
won't be the last.
Won't be the last.
Won't be the last.
The lovely voice you hear other than mine is Dan Ferrara. You should know that name because I've mentioned him on episodes. And also, you should be supporting High School Slumber Party. And he's guested on two episodes already.
You should just be aware of me in general.
You should just be aware of him in general.
Be aware. Creeping in
your yeah, be no, be aware. Be aware. But there's no one I'd rather be hungover with, so... Hey, Dan, what's happening?
Not much. I guess we're hungover, too.
Yeah.
The royal weir.
Dan will be... I don't know exactly when this episode... So you might be married by now, so congratulations.
Thanks. You can see my little, funny gestures, but they're funny, trust me.
I've talked about how I was recently in Texas, and that's where we celebrated your bachelor parties. There's some people who couldn't make it, so we did like a little get-together last night for some Jersey folk. That was nice, and then we went to like a housewarming party, hence not feeling too hot.
Yeah, shots of JMO. Haven't done that in a while, so...
I said no to the shots of JMO, and I'm still... hurting.
You're a little bitch. Stop being a little bitch.
You know what? That like before we just like talk about food and talk about the movie at hand. This reminds me of what did you call it at college at Rowan when you guys
morning meetings. You get the night would unfold the way it. Would.
Yes.
And then, just with the amounts of alcohol and other substances, nobody has the full story of whatever happens that night. So you have the morning meeting to piece together the jigsaw that was the previous night.
You'd be like, you, your three roommates, whoever ended up crashing.
Yeah, pretty much. And we'd all just kind of meet in one room.
That was always the best. There was always like a little music,
there was always some mood music. Yeah,
yeah, it was like the Beach Boys sometimes.
Yeah, it was always very like Jan and Dean was a big one for some reason, like very surf rocky.
We both
of the '50s
have the same hangover song.
It was for Toto for a while.
Yeah, it was Africa by Toto. Before it was, like, popular.
Yeah, the most hipster thing you're going to say on this show before it was cool, yeah.
I had a dad bod. You can even attest to this. I said I was going to bring the cardigan back.
You did. That was...
It wasn't Daniel Tosh.
I wanted... Yeah, fuck that guy. His show's gone on way too long. It's just... We all see the YouTube videos, dude. You're just being Reddit comments live.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
He should rebrand himself.
No, he's a funny comic. He's a funny comic.
Yeah,
but
you
the
saw
show's
him
just
at
passe.
College, right?
Yeah, he did. He did came to Rowan at one time. Yeah, I think. I hope. I have some memories. Yeah, he did. He did. He definitely did. I swear.
But, yeah, that.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, but the show is. Clip shows in general. It's like.
Yeah,
you're trying to be America's Funniest Home Videos in the time of the internet. It's just
I think
not
I saw
work.
Chive even has like their own channel now or something.
Well, we saw that the first time we saw it was in Texas.
No, I saw it before in a bar.
Oh, sorry, you're cooler than me.
Yeah, well, I'm a trendsetter, as we're explaining.
Point being, back to the point. Yeah, you did say you were bringing the cardigan back, probably in 06, 07.
Yeah,
like that
fall
straddling.
Of 06.
Yeah, it was that straddling that line.
I came down.
And you tried to also bring back suspenders at the same time, and it was just too much.
It was an aggressive move.
It was that, the high five, and
I did bring back the high five as well.
At least
you're welcome, people. If you're high fiving,
I say at least in this area.
Yes.
Yeah. I attest that it didn't leave, but everybody else.
Yeah. High fives are great.
High fives are great. Food.
Yeah, food, exactly. Well, I kind of had like a version of morning meeting at Ramapo, and that was always on Fridays we would go to a place that we both love. Even you said on the drive back this morning to your house where we're recording, you said that you could go for a, what is that?
The Moe's Stacker.
The Moe's Stacker. Every Friday, yeah, every Friday we would go, and that's where we would fill in everyone's story. I had two friends that had classes at 11 in the morning, and they had from 11 to 1, and then I would just be passed out until 1 in the afternoon every Friday because I had no classes. I'd be up late every Thursday. I was on the first floor. They'd knock on my window, and then we would go to Moe's, and the woman that like owned it, her name is Mia, and she would always just like sit with us and talk with us and just like think it was hilarious how hungover we were, and we had some delicious Moe's.
Who was Moe's girl? There was a Moe's girl for a
there
while.
There was a Moe's girl. Rachel.
She was cutie.
Yeah. She's married and lives in Florida now. Very much alive.
That's good. I like, you know.
But, well, let me ask you this, especially because we went on such a grand food. Well, you've been on a couple of trips recently where, like, you had.
Yeah, definitely
food,
more recently.
Food,
I opened up my.
Food Awakenings.
Yeah, definitely opened up my.
Your city.
Yeah, I expanded my palate, opened, you know, I like cheeseburgers and peanut butter and jelly, and I guess we went a little bit beyond that these days.
Yeah, well, you always love barbecue, and that's what a lot of Texas was.
Yeah,
let's first talk about, so San Diego, a whale's vagina. Tell me about the city and the
Germans
food
did it right, let me tell you this. Mexican food is one thing I never complain about, just in general, like mm-hmm. even just saying like Moe's and just, I don't know. It's all the same ingredients, but there's no wrong way to mix it, and that's what I love.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
When you know you thought you had a good burrito here or there, you know, if we're talking chains, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Bubba Coos is like a one that's up and coming now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they just put one in Hamilton, 33, but still not as good as Moe's, I don't think.
Oh. Wow.
At least in the sense that. Maybe because it was brand new, it literally just had its opening like a week or two
ago. Yeah, it doesn't have like the built-in.
That and I think the guys working there were still kind of like learning how to piece together the menu.
Well, remember how disappointed also, like that's the whole thing, even with chain places, then you buy like
the franchise. One franchise might not be as good as
the
other.
Yeah, because they opened up a Moe's in Northville.
Yeah, and the guy
was still living
super
there,
stingy.
And they were so stingy.
With portions,
But
speaking of portions, I think that's kind of where it will start with the San Diego burrito, the fact that it was the size of a toddler.
And a delicious toddler.
This is the best toddler I've ever eaten. Take that as you will.
Be aware.
Be aware. Creeping innuendos. Working on my night moves. Just the way the night moves.
We didn't listen to any Seeger last night.
I'm a little disappointed. Because I'm old enough now where I've realized that I don't ironically listen to Bob Seger. I just genuinely enjoy Bob Seger now.
Yeah.
Good musician. Just good rock and roll, man. Just good rock and roll.
Yeah.
And I can dig it.
Brian and I always say we would hope that if we were alive, maybe a little, I mean, our age now, but yeah, like a little younger, that, like, now. What's yeah. that?
I would hope you're alive your age.
Yeah.
It's terrible if it wasn't.
But at Prime Seger, that we would have been Seger fans.
Prime Seger is a good band name.
You are one of the best people to come up with band names and album names and song titles, whatever.
But, yeah, so San Diego Burrito, I don't even remember. It was some sort of steak burrito carne asada. But it was literally, this thing had to be 3 pounds. And it didn't fall apart, nothing yeah. like that. Yeah. It wasn't. And
did you keep the tin foil, or was there even tin foil around it?
It was just served open on a plate.
Okay.
But real chips, like, made there.
Yeah.
And
do you like guacamole?
I do like guacamole.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Guacamole.
It's green, so I wasn't sure if you liked it.
I like Kermit. Kermit's green. He always made me laugh. that's Ray Romano.
That's Ray Romano.
Sorry,
Kermit and Ray Romano. Fine line.
Where's her spinoff? Never seen in the same room.
Miss Piggy! Deborah!
Never seen in the same room at the same time, so just throwing that out there.
Throwing that out there.
Somebody has their hand up Romano's ass. but yeah. Just everything was just... And it wasn't even like a place. It was like literally like a hole in the wall. Like yeah. We were...
Oh, okay, I see.
Like we were in like... There was no like sign outside the store. It was like a really run down like...
Did anyone recommend it? You just stumbled upon it.
We asked our Uber driver.
Nice.
Like, and he's like, if you want it, go here. He's like, there's food trucks down by the bay and stuff. Yeah. Like, right outside Mission Bay. He's like, they're there, but honestly, he's like, just go there. And it was super cheap, and like, they didn't. You knew it was good because they didn't speak English. And, like the tomatillo salsa and the verde salsa. Oh my god, it was so good.
Yeah, it's all about the salsas.
Yeah. Working on the night moves. It's just a way.
Still the same. That might be my favorite. That might be my favorite Seeger. It was used so well in Eastbound and Down at the end of season 2 when he's just like, you're a lot like when he gives the speech when he's breaking up with the Mexican chick because he's more of a tit man than an ass man.
One or the other.
Yeah. But he's like, you're a lot like. I forget her name. It's not like Apollonia, but whatever it is in like the god.
It's a horse.
Yeah, but whatever.
That's Appaloosa. I'm sorry.
But whatever her name is in The Godfather, he's like, you're important to the story, but there's more than this. But yeah, and then Texas. I mean, just give me a quick brief rundown in your experience of Texas.
Yeah, it was
Tejas.
I've always been a meat and potatoes guy just in general, so barbecue is like always up my alley.
Yeah.
We've just in the area we grew up in northern New Jersey, it was mostly like, you know, you have like northern barbecue, like upstate New York, like a lot of smoked stuff here and there. But there's one place, Bailey's, in Topan, New York, that is like, I'm not gonna knock them, there was the best barbecue in the area.
That was always,
and that's kind of where I always set
their
my
burnt
bar.
Ends are legit.
Yeah, and then like
mac and cheese,
you know, with Autumn and her family in Carolina, it's different barbecue, a lot of sweeter stuff, and that's more fried chicken. I'll give that
fried chicken, pulled pork
stuff like that, and like all delicious in its own right.
Yeah,
because I'm not here to knock anything, but so up until that time, that's like the best barbecue I had. So we go in. Oh, Gus
hey,
the dog just entered the room, and he's gonna give his opinion on barbecue. He eats all of it. Doesn't care what it is. He'll just eat it. There's a risk of it might not be food, but he'll try it anyway. So we get to Texas, and we do like a day and a half in Dallas.
Yeah.
And so like first place we go to in Dallas was Pecan Lodge. And the beef rib was probably like the most impressive thing there, at least on the plate served. It was like the most standout thing. It was like in the Flintstones when they put the brontosaurus ribs like on the car. That's like the first thing.
Brontosaurus, not a real dinosaur.
Not a real dinosaur. It's a
heavily discussed.
I just burped into your mic. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're hungover. talking about.
Yeah, no, ribs. Brontosaurus is not a real dinosaur.
Yeah.
It was a Brachiosaurus body, and then in the 1800s, there was a big competition for, like, museum entries, and, like that was a big thing. It was, like, people were really into dinosaurs, and it was new because, you know, the internet wasn't there yet.
Yeah. And we discussed it again this morning when we were hungover watching The Good Dinosaur with our friends' children.
That's what she was, dude. Beware. Come for your dinos. But yeah, it was a Brachiosaurus body, and then I forget the guy's name, but he was a. There was like two dueling paleontologists at the time.
And it's like dude, they were like the Tesla Edison
exactly,
of paleontologists.
Exactly. I'm telling you, you can Google this. I don't know the names because I. But this was a thing.
People were making this movie.
Yeah. And the dude found like all of the body of a Brachiosaurus, but didn't find the head, and found like I think it was like an Apatosaurus or some other thing, like more duck-looking, alligator-looking skull, and just stuck it on top of it to finish off the completed skeleton, and called it a Brontosaurus. Never existed.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah, so your history is based on lies. So, yes. America, try again. But. Oh, barbecue.
Yeah. Beef rib, Texas, Dallas.
So, like, we get there, and we had beef rib, we had brisket there.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good, like I said, to that point, we get to Dallas, and that was the best barbecue I've ever eaten.
Yes.
And we also had that sweet potato.
Sweet potatoes, the loaded sweet potatoes, whatever that's called.
I don't know, but that was really good, too.
Yeah, with pulled pork and bacon.
But, yeah, so we had
cheese.
Pulled pork, we had the beef rib, and so... Mac and cheese was banging. I did have a side of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I won't kind of... include that in the barbecue section, but I will say they're
nice. I saw collard greens, love my collard greens.
Yeah, I don't dig collard greens. I don't know what it is. Tried them a few different ways, like a few different places. Just don't dig
like them.
But so to that point, Pecan Lodge had the best barbecue I've ever eaten.
Mm-hmm.
So we stick around Dallas for a little bit, but then we made the 3.5-hour drive down to Austin, which is where we were meeting the rest of the buddies in
Austin, Massachusetts.
You're early for the bloodbath. But that's where we're meeting the rest of the bros.
Yeah.
And time to bro out. But so the first night in Austin, we go to this place called Salt Lick.
Yeah, it's like a nice little drive outside of Austin.
Yeah, yeah. It's like out in the, a little bit in the
hill
sticks,
country.
Sticks of it, which was really cool to see. Really pretty place, like venue-wise, if you were going to have like a wedding or something like that. A lot of stone buildings and really pretty. They had a shirt that said, "I like pig butts and I cannot lie." So I bought that shirt because I like pigs and butts. As my fiance will attest to. It's a good butt. So, if I'm married at this point, just throwing that out there, it's a good butt.
Yeah.
Glad to have it. Anyway, so we're at this place.
She's a nice lady.
She's a good lady.
She's a nice lady.
She's got a silly head. Well, this is a bold movie. Awesome. Nobody gets that.
Yeah, nobody's anyway. People inside.
But anyway, all about butts. I shot this place called the Salt Lick, and their sausage. I will say the sausage was one of my favorite things there. There again, kind of the standards: the brisket, the pulled pork. We kind of did it all over again. And that place, I thought was better than the Dallas place. Was better than the Pecan Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from having the best barbecue of my life to having the best barbecue
then
of my life.
Then superseded, right away.
And so I'm like, okay, this is just... So my jollies were tickled. professional term.
Yeah.
So fast forward to the next day. And we're at the big guns. The whole reason we're there is this place, Franklin's.
The Mecca.
And it is. It's a journey. I encourage everybody to make that pilgrimage.
Yes, go there early, wait in line, tailgate it, enjoy it.
Yeah, it's awesome because I for the people that don't know, I was too hungover to do it, but my buddy across the table from me here, Kyle, got up at like 6 in the morning, got online because he got it. It was a Saturday.
The place
opens at 11, but people are there at 6 in the morning lining up. It goes around the block.
And we were not nearly the first people.
And we were definitely not the first people. So he's there at 6. We don't even get seated till like noon. So it was, but they're cool in the very sense that they have like chairs and stuff so you can like sit and tailgate. They encourage you to bring beer.
Yeah.
Chill out. They sell drinks and mimosas and all that.
Mimosas and beer. And
they encourage the party atmosphere. But it's one of those places like they open at 11 and when they run out of food, they close.
Yep.
It's... Somebody's there 24 hours, constantly working the smokers and all this.
We went into the back room. That was cool seeing.
Yeah,
those things were huge.
Custom welded smokers that this guy like just.
Those must have been like at
perfect
least
venting.
15 feet long.
Four of them
15
feet had
long.
To be. They were like tiny submarines.
Yeah,
but opposite because
delicious.
They're on fire.
Delicious. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Nightmare submarines.
Hellfire submarine. That band name.
Hellfire
submarine.
Submarine.
Okay. But anyway. this is all like above my pay grade, you know, when it comes down to it, I just want to eat some good food.
Yeah.
And it's been talked up and I'm like, all right, and so far nothing has disappointed, so you know, my bar is pretty, the bar is high, but anything's gonna be good. So like And it's even things you don't think about barbecue. Like, I always go back to like they had like the smoked turkey.
Yeah, that turkey
and,
is
and
legit.
It's not like you're going to like a restaurant where you're just like, oh, I'll have this sandwich. It's like, you know, it's like I need a quarter pound of this. It's almost like ordering at like a deli. Like,
yeah,
when,
yeah,
when
yeah.
You go, when you go to get like
yeah, cold cuts.
Cold cuts. Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like that. It's like, oh, here, give me a quarter pound of the brisket.
Sure. Yeah.
And but one thing was just better than the other, and I don't think I'll ever eat a better brisket in my life.
Yeah, it's just
it was. People throw the term like, oh, it melts in your mouth, but like I'd never actually had that happen. Like, and it's like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not like a food snob. The first night in Dallas we had a discussion about how much I love fucking chicken McNuggets from McDonald's. So that puts you at my level. But so like things like coloring and stuff like that, like never really mattered to me, but I saw this.
You saw the light.
And it was like, you had the charred outside and that really defined red line around, like, the tissue and then, like, the meat and, like...
And that's the whole thing with the briskets.
And it's just on, like, a slab of, like, newspaper and, like, just oozing grease.
Yeah.
And, oh, I kind of have a boner. it was... I don't think I'll ever have a better brisket. And I don't know how to convey how good... Like...
It's the happiest, saddest thing ever. Right?
Yeah, because like it kind of ruined other stuff for me. It's like, well, like, there's gonna be okay barbecue out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this is good.
Yeah,
it's the rest of my life now. So this is good, but
you can't like it's definitely you can't have barbecue too soon after coming back from Texas because you're just like
looping the circle. I love butts, but that's a butt I didn't want to have because now for the rest of my life I'm so gonna be this is good butt. You know. But like I said, even like stuff you don't think about, like the smoked turkey. I don't go to barbecue thinking of turkey.
Yeah.
And we got the turkey. And like Thanksgiving's gonna suck. Because like my family's gonna be, I mean, because this turkey is not gonna be that turkey.
Are you going to your parents?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does your dad still fry the turkey?
Yeah, he got like this infrared deep fryer, so it like doesn't use oil, but it's still, honestly, it works really well. I had a little celebrity moment. I'm a, like, you know, I love punk rock and all this, and there's this dude Chuck Reagan who's lead singer to this band called Hot Water Music, but he also does his own solo stuff, which is more like country folk, which I super dig, and you'll hear him at the wedding.
Yeah.
But he's like the closest thing to a cowboy, I think, that's still left around. He, like, even outside of music, he's like a carpenter and stuff like that. And he guides like rafting trips and fly fishing.
Wow!
Like he's just the dude's living.
He's a man.
It is. He has his gravel, like almost Tom Waits voice, really, just gargles like asphalt, you know. And it's just demons and monsters coming out of the lungs, and it's awesome. But again, back to the point on Instagram and. I'm not big on social media either, but on Instagram, he's like, oh, I just used this infrared deep fryer to do a turkey, and it was the same one my dad had. And I'm like, dude, we do it, like I mentioned in his comments, like, we do it, everything, try this, like, we inject it with the brine,
yeah,
we keep it, we inject it with brine, let it sit for a day, and then,
so you get back
and,
to you.
And he goes, cool, man, and I'm like, yes,
that's awesome,
yes,
that's so cool.
So, that was a while ago.
Yeah, I love moments like that.
I don't have many celebrity heroes or anything like that. It's like most of my heroes are in the music side of it, but he's like one of the top three.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
awesome. Because then also, like, I mean, he already sounds like Not like a celebrity. He's like a regular
dude. It's not like, I mean, how big can you really be in like punk rock? It's like,
that he is like a celebrity in punk rock, that he's not like taken.
Super down to earth.
But that's like, cool still that like, he.
I don't fly fish, but I want to fly fish and just to go like on one of his guided tours and like.
Oh, do the rafting thing.
You said he's like a river guide. Like, I don't know. The dude's just who I want to be when I grow up. And, so like the deep fryer thing. the infrared deep fryer. Like, I wasn't sure how it was going to work out because we always did, just anything deep fried always just works out better.
Yeah.
But,
we're from Jersey. They deep fry everything on the boardwalk.
Yes, exactly. Snickers bars.
Butter.
Butter. Butter. That's a state fair thing. That's too Midwest for me.
Yeah.
I love heart attacks, but.
Deep fried Oreos.
Deep fried Oreos are fucking banging, bro.
Deep fried Twinkies.
One of the faves, deep fried Reese's. Comes out really milky, buttery, because like everything else comes out really good. My fire alarm needs a new battery. That's the beep. So we're just kind of digressing. But the point is, Franklin's Barbecue was, I believe, what the Vikings on the battlefield would call a beautiful death. Because it was... There's no topping it. It's like... I climb the mountain. Yeah. We're at the peak. There's nowhere to go but down. Like, there's going to be things that are good and nice elsewhere, but it's not going to be that. And...
One last thing. I don't recall if I mentioned this on an episode, especially talk we're bringing up, Texas. But right after it, someone that was with us, I definitely didn't know about it, so I can't take credit for it. But saw that there was a bar that dressed itself up.
We saw it on Reddit.
You saw it on Reddit.
We saw it on Reddit. Okay. It just happened to be in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just it was on the front page of Reddit.
Yeah.
I just opened up the app and like, oh shit, because I'm consistent Reddit troller. And it was this place called, I think it was Nichols. Yeah, I think it was. Or Nichols and Dimes, something like that.
Yeah.
But
2 minute walk from Franklin's.
Yeah, like 2 minute walk from Franklin's. They outdid themselves making this bar into Moe's Bar from The Simpsons.
And you are
and I'm a huge Simpsons guy.
You and John Harden, who John will be on a future podcast on here, actor. Are the two biggest Simpsons fans like I've ever known.
And like it wasn't just okay, so they made the signs, they made the coloring, and inside and out, they even had like the love tester in the corner that Grandpa Soul was in for a Treehouse of Horrors episode. But like it in and out, and it wasn't just the aesthetics. They made Flaming Moe's.
And those weren't the best.
But you know what? It tasted like cough syrup.
Yeah, that's
the key ingredient in a Flaming Moe. Yeah. Now, I don't think there was actual cough syrup in the drink, but whatever they mixed in it,
A good job.
It tasted like Tussin. Tasted like Robitussin.
Yeah, purple drink.
And they set it on fire.
Yeah.
And blew it out. And the kitsch of it, the nostalgia, and the
they were in the aprons like Moe's.
Yeah, they dressed like it. So. Whether you actually like the drink or not, I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I don't care if the drink was bad, I fucking loved that drink.
Yeah.
Because that was some moment that I needed. Yes.
A magical... Then they got national news coverage for it.
Yeah,
it was on CNN. It was on like bunch of... It was really cool.
Yeah, and it was...
Because I started following them on Instagram afterwards.
Yeah, and say that's... I don't know... At least I don't know. I've only been to Dallas for... not Dallas, Austin for a few days my whole life, but I don't know how... It's definitely a dive bar. I don't know if it's like a famous dive bar, or like a cool rock and roll dive bar.
Yeah, I think I
don't know their history, but damn it, that was cool.
That's awesome.
I needed that.
I needed that in my life. Talking about just perfect timing.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
So
it was not planned. It was just serendipitous.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna use the term.
Serendipitous, a kismet of sorts. I don't know. But anyway, let's talk about the main movie at hand today,
Get back to my wheelhouse.
Okay.
Burgers and Nickelodeon.
Exactly. Burgers, there we go. So the movie is 1997's Good Burger.
Well. It is... kind of in a weird way. Like, Kel's kind of like Kel from Keenan and Kel, who plays Ed. This, I don't, Ed. I don't
yeah,
know.
Let's just call him Kel Thompson. Keenan, I think is, the whole time.
I think Kel Thompson's his real name. Kel, no, it's Keenan Mitchell. Thompson. Kel Mitchell. Yeah. It's Keenan Thompson.
But let's just, yeah, for the easiness, let's just call him Keenan and Kel.
It's in a weird way, he's almost Pauly Shore-esque. He was another.
Well, he's super so California. Super California.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I said he belonged. We watched it together. Mm-hmm. That was very. That's a rarity that I watch it at the same time with my guest. So that was, we watched it yesterday, and then we had our festivities, and now we're paying for them today. But Good Burger, it was just, it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's right? Just separate yourself. Almost. Okay. Do it how I live my life. Just don't expect anything.
Yeah.
Just assume it's gonna suck. Like, not in a weird, not in a bad way. Just, you know, you're it's a Nickelodeon kids movie from 1997.
Well, what did you say when you were watching? You said something about, like, oh, your parent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if I don't remember the first time I saw it, but like if my parents took me to the theater to see this and sat through it, I owe them a lot more.
Yeah. I remember certain movies like that. Yeah. It was that way.
And it is, it's great in the nostalgia factor, because it's like, all of a sudden, you remember, like, all that, and, like, you know, other people have, like, the cameos.
They even say all that a couple times in the movie.
Yeah, like, with, like, a wink, like, pretty much. Like, yeah. Get it? But, yeah, and it's just, yeah, just the mannerisms and the way Ed talks. Yeah. It's like, well, dude, bro, and there's rollerblades, and it's just, like, you couldn't be more.
It's very
90s. Sinbad's in it.
Yeah, it's just so 90s.
It's just the most 90s, and I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, it's a Nickelodeon, it was based off of a skit.
A skit from All That.
From All That.
Which is, like, the 90s child version of Saturday Night Live, for people that don't know. It's, like, a sketch comedy.
Yeah. For
kids.
Like, young adults. Yeah,
not like, even. Like, I would say, like, tweens.
Yeah, that. Yeah, definitely.
Like, 11, yeah. 12, 13.
That's a good point, yeah. Less than Jake music in it.
Yeah, like, first of all, let's go. So, there's this song, like, again, going back to punk rock thing, fucking love Less Than Jake. So, it's, like, right on the heels of, like, Hello Rockview at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah, Kel has this song, which is very progressive for these times, that I'm a dude, she's a dude, we're all dudes. It's dudes... gender neutral.
It's a progressive movie.
It is. It's very progressive. You know, it's the fact that we're all just dudes, bro. Just all dudes. But so he has, like, the song, and it's and but they got Less Than Jake to do the actual music for it, and like he wrote the song, and it's like Kel singing it, but like the band is Less Than Jake, and that's awesome, because for any fun movie, we've had this discussion too, it is impossible to listen to ska and not have fun. You can't be. There's no one really depressed. You can't skank and be sad at the same time.
Well, what, at the housewarming party last night, there was this girl that it was a whole. I'm not going to get into it, but a whole weird circumstance of, like, you have a friend that I knew his brother for a long time.
Yeah, and then, like, never crossed paths.
Just,
until,
So we run into people that I knew that didn't just
cosmic connection type things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what did she say? She was like, "Yeah, Sky is like a 12-year-old kid." Like, excited for her.
Yeah, excited to go to, like, Chuck E. Cheese type thing. Yeah. It's like, that's the music you hear. Like, mom's taking us for ice cream. And it's, you just, you kick and throw your fist in the air, and it's, you can't not have fun listening to ska.
Very true.
So it's.
What do you think? I usually like playing a clip. Should I just, I see that the clip is available. Should I just play that first, like, interaction with, like, the customer? That, I feel like that gives a good vibe.
It does, because it's just like, it's stupid comedy.
Yeah.
And in a great way.
Which the 90s were fantastic with those. So, here we go. We'll play that scene.
Excuse me. Look, I ordered one Good Burger with nothing on it.
And that's what I gave you.
No, you gave me a bun. Just a bun. Look, there's no meat in here.
But you said you wanted nothing on it.
Yes, well, I expected a meat patty.
Dude, a meat patty is something. You said nothing. Fizz, is a meat patty something or nothing?
Something?
I win.
All right, that rips it. I am reporting your name to the manager.
The manager already knows my name.
Oh, I'll see you in hell.
Okay, see you there.
Welcome to Good Burger, huh?
I'm the good burger. What can I get for you?
I love that. Your order.
I love that the movie begins and ends with that, because he has also that weird dream that opens up the movie.
Yeah, with the
totally forgot about
anthropomorphic,
that.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
Don't sell me. I want to stay here.
Yeah. Again, another shout out to High School Slumber Party. That reminded me of actually two things from Better Off Dead in this movie, because the one boss, Mr.
Bailey,
is played by Dan Schneider, who is in Better Off Dead. He's like, I forget the character's name, but the fat kid, and he's the manager of Good Burger in this movie.
Just keep burping into your mic. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm probably not hearing it while I talk.
I got to brush my teeth, man. My mouth tastes terrible. This should not be on Foodie Films. My mouth is not a good food right now.
But and then the burger kind of dreams musical scene of playing Everybody Wants Some is also in Better Off Dead. So it's just it reminded me of Better Off Dead. I wonder if Dan Schneider suggested that. But nonetheless, that's just like a perfect, as we were saying before the clip, just a great example of what Kel is like in this movie.
Yeah, it's it's almost Pinky and the Brain-esque.
Yeah, they do have a very... Him and Keenan have a bit of a Pinky
and
even the
Brain because like Keenan's the schemer.
And then like, what movie did I... What was I saying was very similar to it? I was like, oh, this is a lot like... we were watching it, and I said...
Dead Air on the Radio.
I'll have to think about it. Like, the plot.
Your channel's gonna have my ass.
The plot, because they're trying to get the recipe. There was a movie. Hopefully we think about it. If not, I'll mention another episode if I can remember. But, nonetheless, let's see, I wrote down some of my favorite parts. I mean, do you have a favorite scene? I just even wrote down silly things that I like.
It's not even like, it's just like moments, I guess, like... I should have took notes because I marked it. I said, "Oh, this is the first organic laugh," and I forget what the line was.
Oh, I know. Strawberry jacuzzi, was that it?
Strawberry? It was right before that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's strawberry like I'm trying jacuzzi. To fix the machine. Have you turned it on? It's just like it's so. It is so. Kid comedy.
Yeah.
Like he's literally putting grapes in his nose for a laugh, and you know what? It works because. That's exactly what my 12-year-old self needed. And look, I'm Grape Nose Boy. Yeah, it doesn't take creativity, but you know what? Damn it, it works.
Yeah. That reminds me of, like, lunch table antics.
Exactly. Like,
right? Isn't that the great, like,
he's
best?
Holding a french fry. Can you get this through your head? And he sticks it in his ear and goes, I don't think so. he's literally... That's kind of like he takes idioms and makes them literal.
But then I love he has that great like pontification at the end. Mm. He's like, you know, I'm not stupid.
Yeah. It's like, no. Well, that's kind of where it all boils down to. Is like everybody working at Good Burger seems to have
special needs,
some sort of special need. Like
yeah,
Spatch,
again, progressive movie. Yeah,
yeah
Spatch
they're
not,
all you know. Spatch is pretty much nonverbal.
Yeah, Spatch from Varsity
eats
Blues.
Flies.
Which is another movie to this director Brian Robbins. He directed Varsity Blues, Ready to Rumble.
Okay. I know it's not a food film.
Yeah.
But that movie's fucking great.
Brian, by the way, sent me a picture. David Arquette is wrestling now. Like, a fit, like, but not, like, below, like, the WWE, like, hasn't, like, let him in yet. Because
yeah,
you know,
so
he won a title back in, like, 99 as promotion.
Yeah, yeah, for the movie. So he's doing, like
yeah, he sent me, like, a, like, number one, like, ripped. David Arquette, and he's like bleeding from the head down.
Oh, so he's probably doing like combat zone wrestling,
yeah.
Like CCW type
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, but he also made Hardball. Shout out to Keanu Club, and then also then you could see he started falling off because he made a movie like Norbit.
Yeah,
with Eddie Murphy.
We don't need to talk about.
We don't need to talk about. But Varsity Blues and Ready to Rumble.
Ready to
Rumble. Good Burger. That's like a
yeah. That's
a good old right
good
there.
Trifecta,
that's a good
yeah.
right there, Fred. That's a good turkey.
Yeah, that's a good. It's a good smoked turkey.
It's a good smoked turkey. So let's see. We said, yeah, I love, what was, you're a chicken, moo,
moo. It's just, like, it's just really simple and stupid jokes, but they land, and
I'm a dude, she's a
it's
dude
it's
Robbins.
Almost like what Louis C.K. said about fart jokes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be smart to get to laugh at them,
yeah.
But you have to be stupid not to. And so it,
I
it's
forgot
very,
about that quote.
It's
that's a
very
quote.
Applicable to this.
Yeah.
Like, it's simple and kitschy and goofy, But you know what? Sometimes you just want goofy.
Yeah.
You sometimes just want a cheeseburger, dude. Don't make it complicated.
I even just love, I mean, like, I love that there was that 3D Slurpee of the Nickelodeon Cup right in the beginning. I'm like, oh, this
yeah,
is a great,
right.
It's
was,
a great food
there was,
opening.
Everything was just so nostalgic 90s.
Yeah, the burger like, title sequence. That was great.
And so I know we're old in the sense of like when people still like when people say like oh like a decade ago and I still think like the 90s.
I think the first like, I think we laughed. No, it was like right in the beginning of the movie. I think we laughed at when he wakes up. Ah, a clock.
Yeah, yeah. He wakes up panicked like he's late
his
for work.
Clock is
and
going.
He,
yeah.
And he looks at the time yeah. And it's like 10 o'clock. He's like, yeah. He's like oh no, a clock. It's like you're expecting him to be shocked at the time. It's like no, he's yeah. Just shocked that there's a clock there, and it was actually genuinely funny to
that's
me.
That's amazing. And he's like showering in his clothes.
Yeah, it's just like it's almost like Jerry Lewis-esque.
Yeah,
like,
and I love the bear. You know, it's the bare bone. Like there's the two for each character for like Kel's character and Keenan's character. It's like Kel, he works at the at Good Burger, mm-hmm. And the burger's problem, Burger's joint problem is that what's the name
Mondo
of
Burgers.
Mondo Burger, which they're all wearing very
fetishized
yeah,
latex shiny uniforms,
track suit kind of things. Yeah. And then even the customers are like kind of wearing them later in the movie.
If you need a frame of reference, what people in the future wear in Idiocracy,
yeah,
like this satiny shiny
electrolytes,
yeah, Brondo. It's got what plants crave.
And then Keenan's, like the plot, the crux for him is that he doesn't have his driver's license, takes his mom's car out when she's away on business, and hits Sinbad.
Super Soul Sinbad.
Super Soul Sinbad. And his, what did that car end up being?
It was an Infiniti.
Infiniti. We thought maybe.
But like a 90s Infiniti, so it looks exactly like a 90s Nissan Maxima.
Exactly. Yeah, it looked like my dad's old Nissan Maxima.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, your dad's was green,
so,
his
like
was
when
black.
He started freaking out, I'm like, I get it, it's your car. But he was like, I was just like, but it's not like a.
I also love his car gets like annihilated and it's only $1,900 to fix.
Yeah.
It's like, that's great. That's a clutch.
And
that's
the burger
it.
Finally kills it at the end. Yes. I thought there was going to, because I really didn't remember like much from this movie. Well, just in general, I was going to say like plot wise or anything, but just, yeah, didn't really remember like much. And so I thought maybe it was going to be like, then Keenan wasn't going to have to give him money because then the damage was going to be already made from.
Covered by insurance.
Covered by insurance because of Mondo or whatever, but they didn't even bother with that. let's see.
Yeah, I like to think that this movie, just because like, basically the competition of Mondo Burger is artificially enhancing their burgers with a chemical that makes them grow when they cook.
Mm-hmm.
So they're serving the same, they can charge the same amount as Good Burger, but for like a burger three times the size.
Yeah.
And that's like how they're, but it's an illegal chemical. And I like to think from that message, we got a lot of this, like, even in the sense like a Five Guys compared to like a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's still fast food, but okay, now we're going back to real burgers.
Yeah.
And just in general, in this country as a whole, people are getting away. They want more organic, and like, I want to make sure my cow is grass fed and humane. And
we're woke in many ways now.
Yes, and I like to think that was because a Good Burger said, "Hey, man, putting chemicals in your burgers is not the way to make a good burger."
Yeah,
a good burger. And we have Kel Michaels and Keenan Thompson to thank for that.
Kel Mitchell.
Michaels Mitchell.
I'm surprised because he's infamous for loving orange soda. I'm surprised that wasn't transcendent.
Yeah, it was different.
Surprised it didn't transcend.
Dude, he has different characters. He's not one-dimensional.
They say all that in this, so it's just like, I don't know. I just figured.
Don't put a screw in his tuna, bro. You don't get that.
It's all about, well, we get the secret sauce, though.
We do, and that's where...
I'll definitely post the recipe for that, because when we're watching it, you're...
Yeah, Autumn found the actual recipe for Ed's secret sauce.
It's a lot of stuff.
It was, but it all made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
There's even red food dye in it.
That will be, is that betraying Ed? I don't know.
No, it's on the internet.
Ed was going to give it away anyway. It was. Yeah.
He's a man of the people. Keenan.
He was. Ed's a man of the people. Man of the people.
I wish.
Keep hope
alive. I wish I remembered what movie we said. Oh yeah, this is pretty much like the same plot. Oh well. And now I'm just looking at your Lenny Kravitz Simpsons here.
And Troy McClure.
Did I get you the Troy McClure?
You got me the Troy McClure.
Yeah.
Chris got me Chris Simpsons Kitt. Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. Pete Holmes has a great skit that he's just, or bit, I should say, that he's just like, you think about it, he's like Leonard Kravitz.
Yeah.
That's the exact opposite of the cool that he is as Lenny.
Exactly, yeah.
Last name Kravitz, first name Leonard.
Yeah, nobody thinks cool hip.
Yeah.
Like,
what else? We get a couple cameos in this movie. Well, I mean, Carmen Electra's just more than a cameo.
Yeah, she
actually she's not playing herself, but she's that's very 90s. And, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Most this... famous Irishman. That's a Conan O'Brien joke. He was this kid who's in Ireland. He's like, let me teach you a little bit. And he's just like showing like Irish-American things. He's like, and the most famous Irish-American, Shaquille O'Neal.
But yeah, like Carmen Electra. It's weird how like style and like...
Yeah, her hair.
The style of the 90s made her look older than she is now.
Yeah.
Like...
The heavy makeup.
Like super heavy makeup and like the big hair and the 90s were very artificial in style. Like everything was like neon colors.
Yeah.
You know, the girls wearing all like the platform shoes and a lot of bright.
And then it was very plastic, like Barbie-esque.
Yes. Like, right? I think like quintessentially image-wise, like Barbie girl from Aqua.
Yeah, from Aqua.
That music video kind of, that and Clueless is like,
come probably on, the Bobby, most, let's go party.
Yeah. But, so, like, you have that whole image to reflect. But I will say, Carmen Electra is, like, was she in her late 40s now?
I would...
Almost to their 50s, if not in her 50s?
No, I would...
Maybe not that old, yeah.
Mid-40s. She was probably, like, in her early 20s.
But point being, she's way hotter now than she was there.
Yeah, because then they were, like, probably, like, people that was, like, having, like, work done realized, like, oh, I should start taking care of myself. I mean, some people didn't. Was too much, too little, you know, too little, too late. But yeah, and then I mean, there's a dance number, and George Clinton is in this movie also. That's great.
George Clinton, Linda Cardinelli.
Yeah,
is
Freaks and Geeks.
She's the cutest, prettiest psychopath I ever met.
Yeah,
according to Kel. But
anything else you like? Any other scene that you particularly?
Well, I was gonna say it's almost like Wall Street. Yeah, we were saying like it's like the corporate espionage, like it's the lengths Mondo Burger goes to like try and get Good Burger's secret sauce. Like going back to Carmen Electra, she's basically a corporate whore.
She's a what do they call that? A honeypot.
Exactly, honeypot. You know, and she's
nicer than corporate whore.
No, at some level we're all corporate whores, I guess. We're all whores.
We just have different prices.
You know, everybody has their price, man. Fucking capitalism, right? But, yeah, so basically she's, like, the for-hire go-to hottie to, like, try and seduce Kel, or Ed, to give up the goods, man. Give up the secret sauce. But, he almost does.
He almost does. But now you have me thinking about Michael Douglas, which then makes me, for Wall Street, which then makes me think of him in Falling Down, and I wish his character from Falling Down showed up in Good Burger. I'd like a burger.
But even like, what's the bad guy's name? Kurt?
Yeah.
And it's like, they're putting the chemicals in, it's like, it is illegal. It's like...
We were saying it was very Ben Stiller.
Yes, very, like, almost like he could be the nephew. Oh,
there we go.
It was Heavyweights, you're right.
No. Dodgeball.
You're right.
Because first you said he's very much like... what's his name? Dwight. Tony Perkins.
Oh, Tony Perkins or
Tony
Dwight
Perkins
Goodman,
is from Heavyweights. Today's lunch is canceled due to lack of hustle.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like
that's almost a food film. That's very food centric.
Yeah, and well, it is. It's fetishizing food, at least for him.
Ooh,
you know,
maybe I'll have you back on for we covered Nickelodeon.
He's literally masturbating with pizza. Talk about a food fetish. That's there. You know.
Hey, don't
but,
knock until you try it.
It was too hot. It's not a place you want to get burned.
Oh, okay. Cold pizza. College days.
But if it's too cold, then the oil congeals. It's not as slick.
But yeah, it was Dodgeball that we were saying, because
right.
it's rivalry, like, the gyms versus the burger places.
Mondo Burgers,
yes.
Even similar to Globo. Mondo,
so
Globo.
How did we figure that out?
Yeah.
Global Mondo, yeah.
And then
but
like,
been great if
would
that
be
was
the average
like,
Joe's.
It would have been great if it was like he was supposed to be like Ben Stiller's son.
Let's say, or nephew or something. You could have tied that in, especially because Kenan Thompson was in Heavyweights.
Yeah.
You could have made that.
It would have been a good spinoff
movie. You could have made that connection, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, Good Burger. Good Burger, great movie.
Good Burger, better movie.
Better movie.
Gooder movie.
Yo, and Abe Vigoda is in this. How do we not
discuss Abe Vigoda and the fact that the first thing they say to him is that, oh, you're not dead yet. And this was this was in the 90s, and the dude was in his 70s.
Almost 20 years later,
he was still kicking. And he was upset that he wasn't dead yet in the movie.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I love it that when Mondo Burger he's sleeping there. Like, yeah. He doesn't have home.
They say, who are you? Your mama.
Yeah. And he also says S, which was very risque for a Nickelodeon movie.
Yeah, for a PG Nickelodeon movie. But yeah, Pagoda, he's pushing boundaries. It's a progressive movie. I'm a dude, she's a dude, we're all dudes. They dress in drag in the movie. We talk about race relations. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? Because I'm black?
Yeah, he says, do you not want to hang out because I'm black? Which they're both black, but oh, yeah. That's fine. Maybe he was just... self-deprecating
or like commenting on black violence.
And it's not because we're black, because they were still buds.
Yeah,
he was just saying, I'm gonna give you your money.
This is a great buddy movie, and you're my buddy.
You're my buddy, bro.
That was a high five, people.
That was a high five. We brought it back. You're welcome.
We didn't even look at one another's elbows. That's how professional we are when it comes to high five. But Good Burger, I was very happy to revisit it. We rented it via Amazon, so you can rent it that way if you want.
Which is stupid, because you can't do it through the app. Like, I opened my phone, I'm like, oh yeah, I can, because it won't let me do it through the Xbox, so I had to actually log onto my computer.
Yeah.
Rent it on the computer, and then it would play through the, I don't know what, just.
I do it, so you do stuff through your Xbox. We have a smart TV, and, I mean, you do
maybe
too.
Maybe that streamlines it.
But we have, if you just, like, have the Amazon app on the TV, and then you have your credit card information in there.
But I have that with the Xbox too, because I can download.
I know, but for some reason, I guess it's because it's like a removed device. I don't know.
Jeff Bezos can lick my nuts.
Well, moving on. I mean, do you have anything else to say about Good Burger?
The car, the burger car,
the burger mobile. That's a great.
It's
should talk.
Basically, yeah. Wayne's Pacer from Wayne's World, the Stew Mobile or whatever it was.
The Murph Mobile.
Murph Mobile.
With the red
licorice suspension. But basically, they took this Pacer, and instead of the hood, it's a giant cheeseburger with like a piece of cheese that like flaps in the wind, and there's like the Good Burger thing on top. But it's, you can't.
It's got,
and the
pickles for rims.
Pickles for rims, and the windshield wipers are French fries. This car is awesome. I want this Pacer.
What's like your favorite? I think this was. I think did Brian ask me this once on? Yeah, we had to. It was for the Twister episode, and like in our cold open, Brian asked me my favorite movie vehicle. So we're talking Ghostbusters. We're talking like
Road Warrior. Nothing in Road Warrior stuck out.
Road Warrior. Even Dumb and Dumber. The
Shaggin' Wagon.
Shaggin' Wagon. Blues Brothers. Batmobile. Do you have a favorite? I know I'm putting you on the spot. You are a big
I'm also a big car movie fan. So yeah. Like, for like iconic purposes, this might be a little bit of a, I don't know if people listening would know this movie.
Vanishing Point.
The Vanishing Point Challenger, man.
I know your body, dude.
You did. The 440.
Yeah.
I mean, it's referenced in Death Proof.
Yes.
In Tarantino's Death Proof.
It's like, not just even reference. It's like
it's the point of that scene. They're going for a white 440.
Yeah.
1970 440.
Yeah,
Magnum
that Australian.
Challenger.
She's
a Kiwi.
A Kiwi. Sorry, Kiwi.
Zoe. No, I don't think her name's Zoe. I think this is like my
something
go-to.
Like that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, the like that or the Charger in like Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry, the Bullet Mustang.
Yeah, Bullet Mustang.
I mean, how can we not reference the 68 Fastback?
Got that Bullet poster right behind
I love Steve McQueen. I have such a man crush on Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen and Chuck Reagan. If I was going to get tag team, oh my God. He'd be alive. It wouldn't be like,
yeah.
And pre-cancer. I don't want to get sexually transmitted cancer. That's weird.
Dan, it was such a progressive movie. And now
what? Sexuality is fluid. That's the point of this movie.
What about, like crazy, like a wacky vehicle like this. Do you have?
I'm just trying to think. It's like I said, anything out of Road Warrior. Going back to not so much Tarantino, but Grindhouse, Robert Rodriguez, the Killdozer is awesome. Yeah. Just like a lot running through my head right now. I mean, even if you go to, like, the new Mad Max with Fury Road.
Yeah.
The bullet farmer. Like, his, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, tank thing. Tank kind like, of that thing. Was... That was awesome. Gary Busey's school bus in a black sheep.
There's some great, you know, like next. I know I want to have you on again, so we'll do like a breakdown list. That would be fun.
Yeah, if you give me some time, I'll if you want to do a car thing.
Yeah,
we can.
That'll definitely come up.
I mean, you can do, like, foodie films as far as, like, American Graffiti and the drive-in, like, diner.
That's true.
Thing.
Anything if a main character works, or the
32,
or,
the
or
the 32 Ford, you know, hot rods.
Very true. Well, again, good burger, great movie, and you can rent it on Amazon. So, moving on, we're going to do a famous food scene. You're going to pick one of these scenes out of my hand. I'll fold them up so you can't peek. So just go ahead and they're both, you know, so just pick one or the other. Let's see which ones you go with. You can read my handwriting.
Talladega Nights family dinner. That's a good one.
All right.
Going back to cars, his Chevelle.
There
oh
we go.
Oh my God. His Chevelle, like the gold.
With
like
the Cougar on the side.
Well, that eventually gets it. Eventually, that's his stock car, not the Chevelle.
Puma Cougar. I know they're all.
It was Mountain Lion. Yeah. Puma Cougar, kind of interchangeable there.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's check
Reese out. Bobby is a great character just in the world of. I always forget his name.
If you ain't first, you're last. Gary Cole.
Gary Cole. Dude, that guy from Office Space. Great character actor.
Mr. Brady?
Yeah, just a great character actor. Yeah. Man. But him is Reese Bobby. Him and.
If you ain't first, you're last.
The wife.
She's in a lot of the. She made. Like,
why can't I think of her name?
She's in Christopher Guest movies. Then she had a really big. On Glee. Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch. Oh my God! Yeah, like even like a 40-year-old version.
That's young Amy Adams. Like not famous yet. Amy Adams is in that movie.
Yeah. But like Jane Lynch is comedy gold too. So them together, like just when he tells the kid, he's like, "Shut up, you little pot licker! I'll stick you in the microwave." Like that's a great line. I'll stick you in the microwave. What an insult! Like I love that.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's watch. The Talladega Nights, and when I say when the family dinner scene, I'm talking about with the grandpa
at
and
Applebee's.
The mom. No, the no.
Oh, at like I threw your war medals over a bridge.
Yeah,
like
that's the one.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's check that out right now.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, hey Zeus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR, as we call them. And of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who is a stone-cold fox.
Mm.
Also want to thank you for my best friend and teammate, Cal Naughton Jr., who's got my back no matter what.
Shake and bake.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip. We hope that you can use your baby Jesus powers to heal him and his horrible leg. And it smells terrible, and the dogs are always bothering with it.
Mm.
Dear tiny infant Jesus.
Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Well, look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or bearded Jesus or whoever you want.
You know what I want? I want you to do this grace good. So that God will let us win tomorrow.
Dear tiny Jesus, in your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
Look, I like the baby version the best. Do you hear me? I win the races and I get the money.
Ricky, finish the damn grace.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, right. But I'm here to party, too. I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band. And I'm in the front row and I'm hammered drunk.
Hey, Cal, why don't you just shut up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dear 8 pound, 6 ounce, newborn infant Jesus. Don't even know a word yet.
We just thank you for all the races I've won and $21.2 million.
Woo!
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 Ow!
Love that money that I have accrued over this past season. Also, due to a binding endorsement contract that stipulates I mention Powerade at each grace, I just want to say that Powerade is delicious, and it cools you off on a hot summer day.
And we look forward to Powerade's release of Mystic Mountain Blueberry. Thank you for all your power and your grace, dear baby God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's dig in.
That was a hell of a grace, man. You nailed that like a split hog.
I appreciate that. I'm not gonna lie to you. It felt good.
Dad, you made that grace your bitch.
Hey, boys, I want to see some napkins in the lap.
Boys, how was school today?
I threw a bunch of Grandpa Chip's war medals off the bridge.
That sounds like a good day. Texas Ranger, how about you?
Well, the teacher asked me what was the capital of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I said Washington, D.C.
Bingo.
She said no. You're wrong. I said, you got a lumpy butt. She got mad at me and yelled at me, and I pissed in my pants.
I'm so proud of you boys. You remind me of me, precocious and full of wonderment.
I can't hold my tongue. These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong. They are terrible boys.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape shit on your ass. I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Yeah,
turn up the heat.
Go on and get some, boys.
Come on.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass. Chip, I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
What is wrong with you?
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I love that.
You gonna let your sons talk to their grandfather like that? I'm their elder.
I sure as hell am, Chip. I love the way they're talking to you. Because they're winners. Winners get to do what they want. Only thing you ever done with your life is make a hot daughter. That's it.
If we wanted us some wussies, we would have named them Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman, okay?
I worked too hard for your bull, Chip.
Come here. You're hot. Come on.
Everyone just keep eating.
It's on. Come here. All right. Now I'll hold your hair.
This is one of those movies that I remember seeing with you.
Yes.
And just like, I think I've said it, but I call them like LPMs, laughs per minute, like a non-stop.
Yeah, it's like I miss jokes because I was laughing still
yes.
from like,
this.
It took me more, like, it's so quotable.
Team America.
Yeah.
Borat, the, you know.
No, just, yeah. Borat, the first time, anyway. There's not much staying power with Borat.
No, but I remember seeing that.
Yeah, the first time.
And
yeah,
just,
yeah.
like, nonstop laughing.
Hot Rod.
There's definitely...
Hot Rod, like, definitely best fun. Movie to never make it.
Tenacious D.
Tenacious like, D.
Yeah.
Love, like, they can kind of do no wrong.
Have you watched their new...
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I gotta.
But, I love that scene... I love so much about this movie. I love this movie.
Yeah, no, it's
John C. Reilly. It's amazing. Like that was like an. I mean, he was always funny in movies, but that's like the first like comedy I remembered like him in.
It's just the like, characters are so perfect.
Yeah,
you know, it's
a,
like,
number one. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
And then it's just a. And then on top of it, it's a really funny movie, and I love. I mean. It's all the sponsors. They're saying.
Well, it's the very NASCAR thing. It's like their dinner is Domino's, Taco yeah. Bell, you know, KFC, Dr.
Yeah.
Pepper. It's like, which is just, I don't know.
Yeah. Leslie Bibb is hilarious in this and just plays that character perfectly. We get to meet Walker and Texas Ranger. Shake and Bake. We're very, you know.
Just every moment is so quotable and like similar. To like how we say like Anchorman, it's like
yeah,
it's
in that. I mean, yeah, Adam McKay made some of the best. Comedy.
I feel like these comedies are almost comparable to like the 80s like National Lampoon comedies.
Yeah,
like that's what these comedies are to us. Like what that was to like our fathers.
Sure.
Like you know.
I mean, we had a good spell of like even. I mean, think about from Ace Ventura and Austin Powers and like Tommy Boy, like those Saturday Night Live guys
yeah,
in the 90s.
Yeah,
that was more slapstick. This is more like the Adam McKay and then especially Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
That's when it transitioned more to like pop culture references.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But this is just, I mean, the whole, the baby Jesus. I'll have to imagine my you know, baby Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt. Cause I love later in the movie when he calls him and he's just like, how do you keep the stereo and the TV on at the same time? Why would you want to do
it? Because I like to party. It's just like, but it, and that's the thing. It's like, it's almost like, you know, the tuxedo t-shirt. It's almost not funny now because it's been so quoted.
Yeah.
But I think that's just like a testament to how funny it friggin' was. It was.
It's their delivery is impeccable.
It is. It's like their timing and like their play off of each other. Like, it's very organic. Like, it is very natural. Mm-hmm. It's like, but, and like the ad-libbing. And I'm sure how many.
Oh.
I mean, and that's just part of his way of moving. Like, there has to be so much footage that they don't use.
Well, John C. Reilly, and again, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell just have such chemistry.
You know. But it's. And she's, like I said before, she's like perfect for the white. They just strip her hot. Like,
I love when he first sees her early in the movie. He's like, God, I hope she's 18.
Yeah. But that's what it is. It's like the. And the thing is, she's not the dumb blonde. She's clearly.
Yeah. Strategizing.
Yeah, it's every moment is calculated, but that's like the funny part of it. It's like she's. Yeah, back to sex as a weapon type thing.
Yeah.
But it plays and it works very well. Molly Shannon's in this movie as the drunk.
She loves vibrations. Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
And when
don't
he
you
starts,
put that evil on me.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. That or when he's dreaming, he's like, last chance.
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Was this his last movie?
No. He,
okay, good.
I mean, he wasn't in many comedies, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. For somebody that was.
It's like this and like the movie The Whole Nine Yards, like it's like, but
Slime and Salmon.
Slime and Salmon. That we'll cover that on this podcast. It's a restaurant movie. I remember watching that in your parents'
living. Whatever, motherfucker. Best line of the movie. Saved you an hour and a half.
I'm hoping, because I remember not really liking it that much. I'm hoping it's a movie that revisiting.
Yeah, I'll enjoy maybe more. One of the almost like Good Burger, where it's like, you know, remove yourself from it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But and I would just like to mention Powerade, and they're a great sponsor, and we have.
You're waiting for Mountain Berry Blast.
Yeah, what is the Mystic Mountain Blueberry.
Yeah, Mystic Mountain Blueberry.
great movie. All right, last but not least, our gut instincts round. So this is just like whatever comes to you. All right. What's your favorite fast food?
McNuggets.
So McDonald's.
I fucking love McNuggets.
There you go. Do you like the what sauce do you like for it?
Honestly, I go old school. I like ketchup.
Ketchup.
I don't dig McDonald's barbecue sauce.
Or the sweet and sour.
Not really big on the sweet and sour. I love, you know, Rick and Morty's a great show, but the Szechuan chicken.
Yeah.
That was just hype. I don't dig it.
Wow. What's your go-to? I know you enjoy both, you know, beer and liquor. So, what's your go-to beer? What's your go-to cocktail? Or, you know,
beer is Yingling. That's my go-to. That's my standard.
Yeah.
You know, it's
America's oldest beer.
America's classic. You know, it's you know, I don't. It costs the same as Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or your other generic like flat rates. You know, nothing against Budweiser. I drink Budweiser too, but if I'm gonna buy it, Yingling's my go-to, man.
Yeah, you'd really enjoy. Their brewery. It's a cool, like, very historic,
interesting
brewery tour.
You got to get out there.
Yeah.
Liquor.
You're a whiskey bourbon
guy. I am a whiskey bourbon guy. But when I was younger, it was like, you know, Wild Turkey and Jack Daniels. But we've grown up since then. Knob Creek is a good one. Here for the pricing. But I will say my standard is usually Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
I like Maker's Mark.
On the rocks? Straight?
Usually neat.
Neat, that's what I meant. Yeah. Favorite childhood snack. I want to pre-emphasize this with Dan.
I still
had amazing. His dad worked for
Keebler. My dad worked for Keebler at one point. So, like, we. And Keebler also partnered with Sunshine. So that, like, brought in, like, the Cheez-Its and all that.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm 31 years old and I still eat like a 12-year-old. I love junk food just in general, which is not a good thing. Not bragging about this, I'm kind of ashamed, but I have two T-Rex cookie jars in the kitchen downstairs, and they are filled with Oreos. That's a classic. I just like candy in general.
Yeah.
Like we bought 6 pounds of Halloween candy. We had one trick-or-treater, and I'm stoked about it because I get to eat the rest of it. But we're going, if we're going like nostalgic wise,
yeah, 90s were a great time of
like, for snacks, for snacks. Like for chemical yeah. snacks, like Gushers, oh my god, Gushers,
Dunkaroos.
That's what I was gonna say. It's like Dunkaroos, but you eat all but one cookie.
Yeah,
and then you put all the fucking icing on that one cookie. And
I know you're a vanilla, so that was like the
well the funfetti. It had like the chips in it, which is
exactly
all the difference.
Yeah. But, all right. Sweet or savory?
Savory. Definitely. As much as I love junk food, when it comes to snacking, potato chips, pretzels, so I like salty more than... As much as I eat candy, I definitely savory.
Favorite food city?
Say, the most recent I can't get the barbecue from Austin out of my head.
There you go. Favorite cuisine?
American classic. I'm a very meat and potatoes guy. Yeah. You know, like steak and potatoes, burgers. I love burgers, like fried chicken, and potatoes. Just any baked, mashed, anything. Meat and potatoes, just meat and potatoes in general. I don't care where you're from. Kill an animal, put it on potatoes, I'll eat it.
If it's cute, it's delicious. You've mentioned like several, but guilty pleasure food.
It's like most of my life. I'm going back to like McNuggets and stuff. I mentioned a lot of them, but weird ones.
Yeah. I would love forget. I don't want to like. That's definitely a realm of
my meat and cheese plates. Like, you know, it's like slicing up pepperoni and cheese. Like, yeah. I'll just sit there and eat that for like days.
Ever do any weird combos as like a kid?
Not so much. I dip my pretzel rods in peanut butter a lot. I don't think that's not like weird. No. It's just like
you guys also always had those pretzel stuff with
peanut butter. Like, I think what else is there?
Is your whole life a guilty pleasure?
It's guilty. There's a lot of guilt there. I don't know.
Favorite condiment?
That's tough. I would have to say ketchup just because... I don't even know. Because, like, lately it's hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's like either just...
Have you found, like, a favorite brand?
I do just like the standard Tabasco. Mm-hmm. But I... Almost like craft beers in general. I tend to try a lot of different hot sauces. We have like probably four or five different hot sauces in my fridge at the moment. Anyway,
didn't your uncle make like a habanero?
He was a professional chef.
I remember he had a really good
habanero sauce that is probably still around because you couldn't use much of it.
Yeah,
in any because it was just so friggin' hot. But it was really, really just not even just hot. It's really flavorful.
Yeah,
but I'll say actually to backtrack a little bit. The one hot sauce I probably use most is that Valentino's, like that real Mexican. Mm-hmm. Like it's, I like it because it's thick.
Yeah, it's a thicker.
It's not water. It's got it's not,
viscous.
It's not, exactly. It's not like the vinegary.
Yeah.
Like I like Tabasco. Tabasco.
Yeah, but you need it to soak into like a piece
especially,
of bread or something.
Especially like with like eggs and like breakfast and hot sauce. Oh. Tabasco is great with pizza. The more watery stuff is better for pizza. Not watery, but more vinegar. Yeah,
liquidy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the last thing you ate? Was it?
Last night's duck's sandwich. It was like pulled pork, but instead of pork, it was duck.
Yeah.
And you had the arugula. What was the cheese? Oh, it wasn't
Gouda.
It was Gouda. It was. It was smoked Gouda. And there was bacon on it. It was a really good sandwich.
Yeah.
It was solid. Not the best duck I ever had, but still a solid sandwich.
That Long Island duck.
That Long Island duck, dude. I like duck in general. But that Long Island duck up in Wading River.
I'm glad I'm experiencing these, like, food awakenings.
Yeah, no.
Not even awakenings. You know it's out. That's the whole thing. I was new out there before. Like, you know, it's just like...
You make the effort. That's the difference. I happen upon it. You make the effort to travel.
Make the effort.
I'll tag along.
Half the time. Yeah.
If somebody else already planned it, I'll tag along.
Yeah.
But the Long Island duck was...
What would be your last meal? You can make it a three-course meal, or you could just say, like, you know...
If I'm going out, I'm going to explode, and it's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a menagerie. Like, it's damn well straight. It's going to be McNuggets there. But I'll pull in the Franklin's Barbecue. I'll pull in some Prince's Fried Chicken in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Not just the chicken. They had fried chicken livers.
Ooh.
That were friggin'
look at you, bomb.com. Fried chicken livers. I've never even had that.
Bomb.com. Throw that in there. I'll throw in a Wendy's Baconator, too.
I remember when that thing came
like
out.
Like that. I'll reference the Dugan Burger. The triple patty Baconator thing. Hiram's Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Hiram's, New Jersey establishment.
Just, like, I live in, central South Jersey now, like right around Trenton area, Princeton area. I worked for the Palisades Park Commission for 10 years, so like right outside of Fort Lee and all that. But especially lately, the past like 2 weeks, I want a deep fried hot dog so bad.
Come up and let's get one.
I gotta. I fucking love Hiram's.
Did you ever go to Red's Hut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's similar, but it's...
It's different.
It's different. They do a good chili dog.
And they do a good chili, and they're very famous for their, like, the chutney kind of thing that they put on it. It's like a mustard relish thing.
Yeah. Russ had always used to do, well, they still do, but the motorcycle nights, too.
Yeah, okay.
Me and my dad would go to.
Oh, yeah, Hiram's.
But Hiram's, man.
Yeah, you can see Hiram's on the New Jersey episode of Parts Unknown, rest in peace, Bourdain.
Speaking of that show, those Camden cheesesteaks. It's not like a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
But
donkeys.
It's like donkeys. Yeah, like I'll call it a sliced steak sandwich.
Yeah. It's closer to that than a.
And because it's a poppy seed like Kaiser roll. Mm-hmm. It's thicker steak, but it's sliced but
those things are awesome.
So good. So good.
We had one and a half.
I pooped so much afterwards, but it was so good.
Do you prefer like eating at home, or I know you don't really cook much, or do you prefer dining out?
It depends, because like I lucked out. Going back to my fiance, soon to be wife's butt, that's a really good thing too. But she can also, she's a mean cook. We get a lot of venison because her dad's a hunter. Our freezer probably has probably about 20 pounds of venison just in there at all times, but. And she's really good with slow cooker recipes. Mm-hmm. And going for the deer thing, like she takes the flank, or like the back strap's always like the best part. And I don't know exactly what she does, but it's some sort of like pickle brine, and there's pickles in it, and like thyme leaves and stuff. And that goes in the slow cooker and comes out almost like a pot roast, like that type of cooking, I guess.
Yeah.
But it is fantastic. And I know a lot of people don't do the venison thing, but protein wise, like it's great, it's delicious, super.
It's one of those things that needs to be cooked.
It has to, because it's super lean. There's like no fat to it, which is if you're
you need to know how to cook it.
And a lot of people don't. They throw it on a grill, just
very
like regular
similar to
steak.
Duck, and the opposite. The duck is fatty.
Duck so is fatty and greasy, naturally gamey. But going back to even Texas, if you had the wild boar, it's like I'm very open to game.
Yeah, bison.
Yeah,
elk.
I'm very open to game, and. I like that too, because it's like, it's not like, it's not processed. You know where it came from. If you're interested in that at all, you're not.
I know Joe Rogan's really into it. He's eaten bear that like he knows like was like eating blueberries, and he's like it was fucking delicious.
Yeah, because her dad Tom, like they have two hunting properties, one in New Jersey, one out in Illinois, but if you're conscious of this, all that, it's not processed meat. I don't want to say like vegan, because that's not what I mean, because obviously we're eating meat, but like if you're socially conscious, like herding cattle and stuff is a giant source of greenhouse gases and all this stuff to get on the political agenda. You're not feeding that industry.
It's closer to being humane than also these
plants. Everybody has their ideas on hunting regardless, but it's not you're hunting just for sport. It's like you're you're using and feeding the animal, but give venison a try. Venison can be done in 100 different ways, and they're all great. Into the sausages, into the honey bologna, which sounds kind of weird, but it's almost like a salami.
Yeah.
If I had to compare it to anything, but be open to it. people. It's worth it. If you get like a real like certain restaurants take like harvest or like local, you know, yeah. It's coming locally. If they can source it, or if they're like almost how in Waiting Room, how they had like the local Long Island duck. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If they offer a venison dish, give it a try.
Awesome. What's your spirit food? What food like best encompasses you as a person, your personalities, your traits? What's your spirit food?
That I would go to barbecue. Just because it's you know what? We're gonna have a few beers. We're gonna be out back. We're gonna have a fire going. We're gonna laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
And just eat till we don't feel happy.
So you're not even doing. You don't have a spirit. You have a spirit like cuisine slash like you know
style.
So, yeah, it's style. Laid back. Yeah.
Barbecue comes with like. The nice bring the cars and bikes,
yeah.
You know, it's like
yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
That's very
atmosphere.
Big part of the atmosphere of it. Yeah, it would crack open.
I like that.
And like even like in the winter, it's like, you know what? We'll get the grill going. We'll just get the outdoor fire pit.
The chimney,
you, know, you can do
a chimney, yeah.
I say the barbecue culture.
Yeah,
would,
I like that.
Suit me
you're
best,
an atmosphere culture more than a food. Favorite movie
it's
snack.
It's not just about the food. It's what the food does.
Yes.
It brings people together.
You do bring people together. Yeah, favorite, what you go to the movies, what are you snacking on?
I mean, I do love, like, just movie popcorn.
Yeah.
But if we're going, like, candies, holy shit, snow caps.
Oh, yeah.
That's one I haven't thought of in a while. But, yeah, I used to love snow caps.
Yeah.
Because it's sugar on top of chocolate. I guess it's just an M&M.
I think that came up on episode with Kara. We both said snow caps, and I love Raisinets.
I don't like Raisinets. Raisins are stupid. It's a grape.
They're Earth's candy.
Don't try it. Yeah, fuck you. That's something I do want processed. Meat can be... But if it's candy and purposely junk food, process the hell out of it.
And last question. What's the greatest lesson you've learned in food?
In food?
Yeah.
Don't be scared of undercooking, except for chicken.
Yes.
Because, like, as far as meats go, generally, err towards rare. It's going to be better.
Ooh, err towards rare. I like that. Well, Dan, I'm so happy that I got to have you on Foodie Films.
I'm glad to be here.
I hope
to be back.
Yeah, I feel like maybe heavyweights. We should...
Heavyweights.
We do that. We'll get... I'll try to get...
Cannibal Holocaust? Cannibal Holocaust. Does that count?
what's the like mentor's name in Pat? Pat, I flew in heavyweights.
Yeah, right? I can't remember his last name. I know it's Pat, but I flew. I grew up with a very similar go kart.
Nice.
I remember. It's still in my grandma's basement. That and the mini bike.
Well, we
do you
end...
remember Ice the Chicken?
What's that?
Do you remember Ice the Chicken?
Ice the Chicken.
For ChrisCarroll.tk.
Oh, yeah.
Check out that website, people. ChrisCarroll.tk.
I wish it was still
right?
On. Do any .tk still exist?
I think Dan Kim has the videos.
I think Sam does. That's not good, because we destroy a snowman. Anyway.
How to ruin friendships via snow. Next podcast.
Well, we end every episode with a sign-off line, which it's actually, I mean, I know you know my grandma, and she's friends with your grandma.
Yes.
And
they play bridge.
They go to church together. And so it's a line, it's something my grandmother always says when she's like cooking dinner for everybody, and that's, there's more to cut. I feel like that just supersedes, and that's just a great life lesson. So if you could just please the foodie fans by saying there's more to cut.
Hey y'all out there, there's more to cut.
Can you now do it as Kel?
There's more to cut.
It's almost like Beavis and Butthead.
Kinda, it's
yeah.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing, and it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya, ooh, love to kiss ya, ooh, love, I love it so.